Government Pension Offset, Social Security Administration, SSA Publication Number 05-10007, May 2019. Produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. A law that affects spouses and widows or widowers. If you receive a retirement or disability pension from a federal, state, or local government based on your own work for which you didn't pay Social Security taxes, we may reduce your Social Security spouses or widows or widowers' benefits. This fact sheet provides answers to questions you may have about the reduction. How much will my Social Security benefits be reduced? We'll reduce your Social Security benefits by 2/3 of your government pension. In other words, if you get a monthly civil service pension of $600, 2/3 of that, or $400, must be deducted from your Social Security benefits. For example, if you're eligible for a $500 spouses, widows, or widowers benefit from Social Security, you'll get $100 a month from Social Security. $500 minus $400 equals $100. If 2/3 of your government pension is more than your Social Security benefit, your benefit could be reduced to zero. If you take your government pension annuity in a lump sum, Social Security will calculate the reduction as if you chose to get monthly benefit payments from your government work. Why will my Social Security benefits be reduced? Benefits we pay to spouses, widows, and widowers are dependent benefits. Set up in the 1930s, these benefits were to compensate spouses who stayed home to raise a family and were financially dependent on the working spouse. It's now common for both spouses to work, each earning their own Social Security retirement benefit. The law requires a person's spouse, widow, or widower benefit to be offset by the dollar amount of their own retirement benefit. For example, if a woman worked and earned her own $800 monthly Social Security benefit, but was also due a $500 spouse's benefit on her husband's record, we couldn't pay that spouse's benefit because her own benefit offsets it. Before enactment of the Government Pension Offset Law, if that same woman was a government employee who didn't pay into Social Security and earned an $800 government pension, there was no offset. We had to pay her a full spouse's benefit and her full government pension. If this person's government work had been subject to Social Security taxes, we would reduce any spouse, widow, or widower benefit because of their own Social Security retirement benefit. The government pension offset ensures that we calculate the benefits of government employees who don't pay Social Security taxes, the same as workers in the private sector who pay Social Security taxes. When won't my Social Security benefits be reduced? Generally, we won't reduce your Social Security benefits as a spouse, widow, or widower if you receive a government pension that's not based on your earnings, or are a federal, including civil service offset, state or local government employee, and your government pension is from a job for which you paid Social Security taxes, and your last day of employment that your pension is based on is before July 1, 2004, or you filed for and were entitled to spouses, widows, or widowers' benefits before April 1, 2004. You may work your last day in Social Security covered employment at any time, or your paid Social Security taxes on your earnings during the last 60 months of government service. Under certain conditions, we require fewer than 60 months for people whose last day of employment falls after June 30, 2004, and before March 2, 2009. There are other situations for which we won't reduce your Social Security benefits as a spouse, widow, or widower. For example, if you are a federal employee who switched from the Civil Service Retirement System, CSRS, to the Federal Employees Retirement System, FERS, after December 31, 1987, and your last day of service that your pension is based on is before July 1, 2004. You paid Social Security taxes on your earnings for 60 months or more during the period beginning January 1988 and ending with the first month of entitlement to benefits, or you filed for and were entitled to spouses, widows, or widower's benefits before April 1, 2004. You may work your last day in Social Security-covered employment at any time. Received or were eligible to receive a government pension before December 1982 and meet all the requirements for Social Security spouse's benefits in effect in January 1977, or received or were eligible to receive a federal, state, or local government pension before July 1, 1983, and were receiving one-half support from your spouse. Note, a civil service offset employee is a federal employee rehired after December 31, 1983, following a break in service of more than 365 days with 5 years of prior CSRS coverage. What about Medicare? Even if you don't get benefit payments from your spouse's work, you can still get Medicare at age 65 on your spouse's record if you aren't eligible for it on your own record. Can I still get Social Security benefits from my own work? The offset applies only to Social Security benefits as a spouse or widow or widower. However, we may reduce your own benefits because of another provision. For more information, go online to listen to Windfall Elimination Provision, publication number 05-10045. Contacting Social Security. The most convenient way to contact us anytime, anywhere, is to visit www.socialsecurity.gov. There you can apply for benefits, open a My Social Security account, which you can use to review your Social Security statement, verify your earnings, print a benefit verification letter, change your direct deposit information, request a replacement Medicare card, and get a replacement SSA-1099/1042S. Obtain valuable information, find publications, get answers to frequently asked questions, and much more. If you don't have access to the internet, we offer many automated services by telephone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call us toll free at 1-800-772-1213 or at our TTY number 1-800-325-0778 if you're deaf or hard of hearing. If you need to speak to a person, we can answer your calls from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. We ask for your patience during busy periods since you may experience a higher than usual rate of busy signals and longer hold times to speak to us. We look forward to serving you.